Hello, and welcome to the special bonus audio from Pessimists Archive, Episode 2. My name is Jason Pfeiffer. If you haven't listened to that episode yet, please do, because this bonus audio is really just answering a question that I, and I bet many listeners, had when hearing the episode. And that question is this: how do we know what Old English sounds like? Here's how that came up in the first place. In episode 2, we go back in time looking for a golden age, starting with today and asking, when do the people of this time think the golden age was? And then we go back to that time and ask the same question and repeat the process until, well, as you'll hear, we kind of get back to the very beginning of writing. And during that quest, we pass through the time of the Anglo-Saxons, a group of Germanic tribes that lived on the island of Britain from roughly 500 to 1066. They spoke Old English, and their poems often contained what's called an ubi sunt passage, where they'd lament the better times of the past. And to give us a taste of what that sounded like, Andrew Rabin, who's a professor of English at the University of Louisville, reads a bit from a poem called The Wanderer in Old English.
Huercom merg, huercom maho, huercom mathumgifa, huercom simble yesetu.
That is so cool, right? By the way, there is just way more where that came from in the episode, so definitely go listen. There's also a translation. But for now, I was really curious when I was listening to that. I was thinking, is that what Old English speakers, like native Old English speakers, actually sounded like? And how do we even know that? And so I asked Rabin, and his answer was fascinating, so I just want to play it here for you. To start, he says that Old English was a lost language for about 500 years, and it wasn't until the time of Henry VIII in the 1500s that linguists even tried reconstructing it. And that process continues to this day.
The way in which we have reconstructed the pronunciation of Old English is based on a variety of different factors. One important factor is simply the similarity between Old English and other Germanic languages, especially Frisian and German. And in fact, Old English is comprehensible to a modern Frisian speaker. If you want actually sort of a hoot, you can go on YouTube, and there's a great video of Eddie Izzard speaking Old English, buying a cow from somebody speaking Frisian.
Ich will a wogen and a brun cool.
This video is super awesome, by the way. I had never seen it. Eddie Izzard is standing there in this field with this kind of old farmer guy, and Eddie is speaking Old English and the farmer is speaking Frisian, but they totally understand each other. And the words that you hear over and over again are brune koe is brown cow.
A brune koe.
And actually, once you get oriented to it, you can start understanding them a bit. So here's what Eddie wants to do with that cow.
Tat maketh miche, mioche.
Yeah, you will melke.
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 Yeah.
Right? So Eddie Izzard said, that makes much milk. He wants a cow that makes much milk. And then they just go back and forth. Milk, 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 milk. And then the guy goes, yeah. Anyway, back to Andrew Rabin.
But the other great clue as to how this language was pronounced is actually the poetry itself. Of course, poetry is by definition the integration of sound and sense. And so there are only certain ways that the words make sense in a poem according to their pronunciation. And so that gives us a number of different clues as to where stress might fall in a word, what sounds might echo other sounds, and various things like that.
So my final question was, if we were to, well, not we, certainly, but let's say Andrew, if Andrew were to show up in Anglo-Saxon times and spoke his best Old English, would they understand him? Like, I don't even know. I mean, do we have it good enough? Would they get it, like the way that Eddie Izzard and that Frisian guy gets it? And his answer was interesting. It basically, yes, but no, because even if we nailed it, the Old English that we have is from their polished writings. And of course, polished writings don't often really reflect the way that people spoke. You know, it's like if somebody showed up only speaking Shakespearean English. I guess we could understand them, but it would just be like, what are you saying? You're not talking like the rest of us. So do we really know how the Old English Anglo-Saxon folks talked? You know, I guess the answer is yes and no. So anyway, that's a little off topic from Pessimist Archive. Usually, I'm sure there's some way I could gymnastics my way into making this about technology, but instead I'm just going to say that was really interesting, and we like interesting things. Anyway, thanks again for listening to this bonus episode, and we'll be back soon with episode 3, a full episode. Stay tuned.